to. But right now in studio, we have members. I wonder, what organization would this be, Deb, that you're a part of? Or how would I describe that then?
It's the skunk organization. The skunk, come on.
The yeah. skunk organization? You
know, Skunk Haven.
Skunk Haven, that's what it is, right. And that's because Skunk Fest 2017 is coming up September 9th from 10 to 4 over at South Central Park in North Ridgeville. I was watching one of the TV shows the other day, the weatherman A.J. Cole, it was A.J., I think, from Channel 8. They were talking about the Corn Festival in North Ridgeville, and he said, I like to go to the Skunk Festival. He mentioned the Skunk Festival. I thought, there's a man after my own heart, somebody who knows one of the interesting festivals that are in the community as well. So that's kind of neat.
It's definitely up and coming. Right. A lot of people from all around the United States come. We used to have people from the UK and from Holland fly over for this event, and everybody should come and check it out.
Well, you've rescued some folks from Florida. We know that Irma is making its way down there, and a lot of people, we've seen the news, were they're prepared to escape and get out and do what they can. But I guess this is already on your list, Dale, right? You were already planning to come up here with the Skunk Fest.
Yes.
And also we have Robin Peterson and Dale Potter joining us, both from Florida. What's that?
It's Doug.
Doug, I'm sorry. And the skunks that you have here. Now, let's see. We've got your tank is here today, right?
Tank is here.
That's the one that Doug has. And then who is the one that Robin sold it.
Prince.
And you have with you?
I have the queen from last year that's going to be up in competition for all the other little female skunks, and her name is Gidget. Gidget.
These really are your skunks then, right?
Yes, they are.
Let's talk.
I have a Gidget and I have a Gypsy.
Okay. Well, you stop with all the G's. You got to make them more unique for that. But we've had Deb on before on different times talking about this. Tank was the one who played the referee in the Puppy Bowl on Animal Planet, right?
Yes, we went to New York City for that.
it's interesting how people are finding out about this Skunk Fest. We have some other people in our office who are sort of new to some things, and they said, Skunk Fest, what's that? And I'm thinking, where have you been? This is a great event that takes place. So, Deb, tell us a little bit about what happens on Saturday at South Central Park.
Well, people are going to come and see all different colors of skunks. They're going to see lavenders, apricot, champagne, smoke, and they come more than just black and white. And it's a competition for the best-looking skunk. It's like a cat or dog show. Plus, we have a lot of other activities with a lot of different vendors that are going to be there, the ferrets, the birds, dog rescue groups, and Tupperware, and lemongrass spa is going to be there. So there's a lot of other different things to see. And then in the afternoon, we're going to have fun contests with the skunks. They're going to dress up in their costumes. They're going to have a skunk run, like a obstacle course, and a best detective, and most talented. So if anybody just loves to see skunks or loves skunks, want to check it out, you're not going to get sprayed, so you don't have to worry about that. These guys don't have their scent sacks. Just come on down to the Skunk Fest and check it out. Come support us, and you go home saying, wow, I didn't know skunks were like that. They're gorgeous animals.
The skunks we normally see are the black and white ones, like Doug has over here. Where do we find the other ones, the apricot ones or lavender ones? Are they bred that way?
There has been a breeder in the United States and been breeding skunks since 1942. We're over 26 generations in. They started with one albino. They had an albino skunk, and all these colors in the United States are from that one albino skunk. And that one albino came out in the early 60s. And we have all these different colors, and that's how it started.
Doug, can you tell us a little bit about the skunk you are holding, and what is it about skunks that really attracts you?
Well, they're unique. This is Tank. He's not mine. I have mine back at the house. He's sleeping. But years ago, somebody said, let's get a skunk. And I looked at them like they were a Martian and then checked them out on the internet, and that was 11 years ago when I got my first skunk, and they're unique animals. They take a little more care than a cat or a dog, but when they go out, it's just people get a kick. They're shocked out of seeing them, but they make good pets, just take a little more work. But they're friendly. They don't bark. They don't make noise, generally. And they're just a nice, unique animal to have.
How do they show their personalities? What are some of the things that they do? We see a lot of cat and dog videos now that people can see all that sort of thing. How do skunks kind of show a little bit of who they are and what they're made of?
Skunks are all different personalities. We have ones that open the refrigerator door. A lot of them are very smart. They stomp at you. We stomp back. So there's all different personalities. Some just want to cuddle with you. Some don't. So,
I'm interested. So once you get the skunk, then do you find a vet? Is it the same like any animal we pet, or how does it work?
Not very many vets see skunks, so you have to find a vet that is willing to see your skunk. We have case studies through my vet. We are written up in the vet manuals. Skunk Haven is, and a lot of veterinarians will go to our website to check out blood normals and how to take care of skunks, and so does people. But you have to have a veterinarian before you get your skunk. Some go in litter boxes, some don't. So it's a lot more than just owning a cat and dog, and it's hard, actually.
So in a sense, Skunk Haven, you are sort of like become the experts or advocates for skunk or a resource?
When I got my first skunk, she seizured for 5 months every single day. I did not want people to feel like I did 17 years ago. And so I paid my vet. We did case studies. And yes, we're the forefront of skunk ownership. We try to help everybody united in the world, actually, because there's skunks overseas in France, Germany, all these different countries. And yes, they do come to us for advice to try to help them. So I just didn't want people to feel like I did, helpless all those years ago. So I forced myself to learn through trial and error, and along with my veterinarian, how to take care of skunks. So, yeah, we're there to help everybody.
And, of course, with Skunk Fest, is another chance for people to come out and talk with skunk owners, people who have them, also just to kind of see what it's all about.
Yeah, we want people to come out to see I don't want people to see the stinky side of skunks. I want them to see the good side of skunks, that they are beautiful animals. They're not like what people think. And they're good for the wild ones are good for the environment. They get rid of the mice, the insects, the ground bees.
Right. I've heard they eat all the grubs in my yard.
They do that too.
Well, it's my fault that I've got the grubs. I don't begrudge them as well. I guess maybe on a separate sense of if people are encountering skunks or they have things, what do you recommend as far as that? Because there's obviously sometimes the wild ones will become a nuisance at some point.
We don't recommend killing. That's our first thing. Don't call somebody to kill the wild skunks. We do recommend castor oil, dishwashing detergent, and a gallon of water. It's 6 ounces each. And a gallon of water, spray it around the area. If they're under your porch, they don't like bass music. At dusk, aim the radio down like bass music, right, and they don't like that. Once, make sure the animals are out, and then you can put wired fence around your porch or wherever to keep them out. But make sure they're out first.
Okay. Now, I know you always don't get sprayed, but on that occasion, what's the best recipe that works for something like a skunk odor that you might have encountered?
In my personal opinion, I think the best thing for the skunks to get, your dog gets sprayed, I use Skunk Off. Buy Skunk Off and don't wet your animal first. Put it directly on, because you'll know where the hit is. Uh-huh. Put it right on the animal, lather it, let it stay for about 15, 20 minutes, rinse, and do a second application. And then after if your dog or whatever gets wet, the smell is not going to come back like some of the products
sure.
do.
Okay, helps to neutralize the odors
yes.
and
whatever
like that. But, of course, your skunks, as you say, don't have their scent tech, so that's not an issue for most of them as well. But Skunk Fest, again, is why you're here to talk about this event. It's coming up on Saturday from 10 to 4 at South Central Park right there on 83 Avon Belden Road in North Ridgeville. It's a free event, but you have a whole lot of different things. My favorite is the costume. Is there
contest.
Any theme to that, or does that just let people?
It's whatever people want to dress up their skunks to be. I've seen on our Facebook page, people are already with their skunks getting them dressed up and showing people what their costume is, which maybe they shouldn't because that's competition, because people will see, oh, we got to beat this costume. So, and then they have the most talented, and it's a fun event. Just come down and check it out.
It's a great and very friendly people. And as you always put on here, ask the owner for permission if you needed to, wanted to pet or touch the skunk. You just, maybe sometimes it's a look and take picture and maybe not want to.
We do ask stuff. People, the public, not to touch people's skunks because you don't know what's on your hands. Okay. You may have touched an animal that has parvo or distemper or some kind of a disease. And that's true with any animal. You got to be careful. You don't know what's on people's hands. Right. Or they could have a virus. Our skunks do catch, like, the flu from people, like ferrets do. So if somebody's sick and they want to touch your skunk, so we do ask people to ask permission and only touch the back only.
Okay. Well, all the three skunks have been well-behaved this morning, and we appreciate you bringing them in today. But if people want to see the skunks, in fact, they're going to get a picture of me and the skunks. I'll get... Sounds like a band that I was maybe once in, Bruce and the Skunks. But that'll be coming up on our Facebook page as well. But again, you can go to skunkhaven.net to find out more information or just stop by Avon Belden Road right there at South Central Park in North Ridgeville coming up on Saturday from 10 to 4, where all the Skunk Fest folks will be there as well. Appreciate your time this morning, Deb.
And thank you for having us.
Thank you.
And Robin for coming in and joining us this morning.